Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Junkies Live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan and you. Visit PenFed.org for details. This is LCD Sound System, J.P. Finley's favorite band.
Never heard the song.
He'll be joining us in just about 35
Never
minutes.
Never heard this.
To talk Skins.
Is this an Alt Nation song? Nah, I don't think so. I haven't listened to Alt Nation in a while.
I've heard it, but if I heard it, I'd probably turn to Hair Nation.
They sound like the Killers a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that comp. This sounds like a band that you would listen to, Jason. That you might be interested in.
Lukewarm on them so far.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. I do like the Killers.
I don't know. What was their heyday?
I have a
90s?
No. Early 2000s.
Oh, okay. It's fine.
I think the Killers have a new album out.
I believe they do.
Supposed to be really good.
Does Trap T-Shirt have a copy of it? You have a physical copy of the Killers' new album?
Like a plastic CD case?
How did this happen?
Is that real?
Someone gave it to me who works for a ticket broker.
Okay.
And I guess now what they do to pump up album sales, all these bands, when you buy a ticket to a concert,
they
give you the CD.
They give you the CD for free.
Ah.
So this guy, he buys tickets for a living.
Man, how times have changed.
And so now, like, hundreds of CDs show up at his front door all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like Columbia House all over again.
Exactly. Wow.
That old bit.
All right, the Columbia House bit, I always felt like we were getting over on them because you would get the six for a penny and then you'd have to buy the five more or whatever
for
the year.
Of course. We all did it back in our day.
But if you did it correctly, it still was a good deal for you. But I can remember when CDs were, like, you know, popular, paying $15, $16 for a CD.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And now they're giving them away for free to buy a ticket.
That's when the record companies were flourishing and just making money hand over fist.
I think it was that way for 50 years.
Yeah. It was a good business model until the interwebs came along and just pummeled it.
Yeah, the Napster.
Pummeled their whole business
system. What was the kid's name? Sean Fanning? Was that the Napster kid?
I don't know who was behind Napster.
I think that was his name.
All I know is that Lars Ulrich and was super rich
about it. They wanted to kill that kid.
From Metallica was none too happy about it. We're talking about Napster.
Well, I just can't
believe. We're talking about CDs.
I can't believe he has a plastic CD case, old school. Shouldn't it at least be in like a cardboard?
I'm going to take, if I could ever get this wrapping
off. It's still
off,
hard to get
off.
That was
always
we'll do
the worst.
A live listen real quick.
You want to do a live listen?
Yeah. We're trying to figure out if we still have a CD player in the studio.
Still that outdated technology.
I have two big boxes of CDs in my basement.
Okay.
Just big boxes of CDs.
Like big plastic container boxes?
Yeah, there's probably, I probably have 250 CDs down there.
Right.
At least.
That I acquired over the years.
You just don't know what to do with them at this point.
I don't know what to do with
them. You're hoarding them. You're full on hoarding them.
You're going to have those.
I mean, how long would that take me to download to my computer? Days, months?
Oh, a long time.
Oh, forever.
You're not going to do that.
Well, what do I do with them then?
You might just have to chuck them.
I can't do that.
I know it's hard.
Don't you guys have CDs?
I have CDs, but they're not in a big box. I have them like alphabetically hooked up in my office.
Oh, wow.
You still listen to them?
No, I just have them for nostalgia.
Yeah. I keep them for nostalgia, but I have them in a big giant plastic case.
Yeah.
Just
I don't know.
Thrown in there.
I mean, I guess I could sell them to some CD exchange place if they don't even exist
anymore. They don't want them.
There can't be that many of them left.
I mean, honestly, you might, if you had 250, you might get 20
bucks.
If that.
I think it's better to keep it for old time's sake.
Well, all right. Yeah. And I'm not going to sell them.
No, you're going to have them until you're dead.
So when you're 70,
then they're going to light them on fire.
You can rummage through it and say, I remember when I used to listen to Papa Roach.
I got some good
2000s.
Ones. I got some really good CDs downstairs.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah, they don't.
Everything's online, the Spotify, everything else.
That's the way of the world.
Is this the live listen?
This is called the live listen.
like the, you haven't touched that button in years.
This is called Wonderful, Wonderful.
That's the album.
Yeah.
Silly.
I don't give a damn. I think the song is called Wonderful. Thank you, Son of Rain. I carry the crown. Oh, it's number two. Track two. Nothing can break me down. Don't you know what I got a plan. We're playing the Killers.
I just remember when we were at HFS. When I heard the Killers for the first time, I actually remember hearing it. And I thought, that song is amazing. I didn't think that they would be as big as they became. Somebody told me that was their first hit.
Great
when I heard that song, I said, that's kind of a throwback to the 80s.
They played
like
one of our events. They did, right?
Yes.
Did they play one of our Nutcrackers or something?
Patriot Center.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
Do you get psyched to look through the book when you listen?
I used to.
I used to
read the lyrics.
But I mean, I haven't bought a CD in probably
7 or 8 years.
7 or 10 years.
All right, so sick.
Valdez played track six. It's called Tyson vs. Douglas.
Really?
Yeah. Wonder if he went to the show. Isn't he from Vegas? Aren't they from Vegas?
Yes.
He went to the fight.
Well, that fight was in Japan.
Oh, it was? I thought it was in
Vegas. So I don't know if he went to that fight. What an uppercut by Douglas. And down goes Tyson. I think that fight was in Japan, if my memory is
correct. You're probably right.
I think you're right. No one paid attention to it.
Like Douglas is like a 40 to 1 long shot, or maybe higher.
The music junkies.
It's silly and hurting lately. I like it.
Higher poo.
I kind of like this opening.
It's kind of good.
It's kind of catchy, Valdez.
It's kind of solid.
I'm about to turn it up.
It starts.
It's been too damn long. I know it's just like the backup guitarist or whatever it was. Not the backup, that's an insult. But, the lead guitarist or whatever from Hootie and the Blowfish wanted to come on again. Mark Bryan, who's local.
Mm-hmm.
I would kill just to have him just come in and play because I get psyched for live
love
music.
It.
And Drabby turned him down.
Hey, do you know what we should do?
Turned him down. I did not. I said have him come in live. I didn't want to do a phoner.
Hey, do you know... We'll have him come in live if he can do an acoustic version of These Hoes. Oh, that'd be so silly.
Such an obsession with Cash Me Outside,
girl. So many people have tweeted me that I am on the right side of that. That These Hoes is catchy as hell. They just have.
Oh.
God, just another excuse to play a terrible song.
But, Drabby, can we see it? We need to get someone in here. I actually went to Steve Davis, who's the program director of, like, I guess all these stations. 94.7, mm-hmm. PGC. In theory, he might even... Is he even involved with our station on some level? I'm sure he is. And I said, listen, if you ever have an act that doesn't quite fit Fresh or doesn't fit PGC, just put him on us. Like, if it's an old... Particularly if it was like an old name, you know what I mean, that we go get size for.
Right.
We'll take him.
Somebody's playing like the county fair circuit.
Well,
that's fine. That works for us.
You know what I mean? Like
that's right in our wheelhouse.
Like an old Third Eye Blind or, whatever it is.
Third Eye Blind, by the way, they're coming, I think, to the Fillmore within the next few months.
You know what?
They are going to play hit after hit. You're going to be like, oh, that's a hit. Oh, they're going to play Graduate and they're going to play Semi-Charmed Life.
Yeah.
Hit. All pie all over the place.
Yeah, on the radio, but he's not a great live singer.
Doesn't matter. We saw him at one of the last festivals. Mm-hmm. He put on a really good live show.
I know, he was singing with no shoes.
Yeah, he was.
He gets sized to sing and do shows barefoot.
We're the music junkies now, all of a sudden.
Apparently on NBC Washington, Sports Washington, they can't hear the music. I don't know why. It has to do
mainly because we never thought we would use these pods. And so they're just not synced in with them.
All right, we got to get that.
By the way, I love the lyrics in Tyson vs. Douglas. When I saw him go down, felt like somebody lied. Had to close my eyes just to stop the tears.
Oh, really?
Might have some cash.
I was just talking about watching the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great opening, by the way. Put that in the rotation. I can lose my
temper. Are we going to go see the Killers at Anthem?
Put it this way. I was playing golf at Potomac Shores, actually.
Yeah.
With a couple guys. And one of the guys was playing the album during the round.
Right.
And I was hooked. I said, this is good.
Yeah.
I didn't know the names of the songs, though.
Music. There's a big story on TMZ. You know my guy Post Malone. You know, it's rock star song hit number one. It's actually went higher than Congratulations and his White Iverson, those other hits that he's had. Apparently, this donk, this is how much dough he's making. He wanted to order, he's trying to order 100 guitars at $1,000 a piece. So he wants to order $100,000 of guitars.
For?
To smash one on stage each night when he plays rock star. That's how good he's doing.
Can't he just find a $50
guitar?
That's
what I would do.
Why would you order an expensive guitar?
I would go to Toys R Us.
I'm all about smashing a guitar on stage. Yeah. That's cool. Rock stars have been doing that for 50 years. But you have to smash a $1,000 guitar?
Can you find that one? Can you find that Post Malone rock star? Because Jason, I don't think, knows who Post Malone is.
No clue.
He's got
at least three
sillies. At least three.
He looks like a donk.
I told you he's the world's ugliest dude. He's butt ugly.
Oh, yeah. Here's that story on TMZ.
Yeah. He's trying to buy 100 guitars at $1,000 a pop, and he wants to smash one every night on stage.
Right.
What a disaster. I would have a hard time doing that. If someone gave you a $1,000 guitar, brand new, fresh out of the box from Guitar Center or whatever, would you be able to just smash into pieces? Wouldn't you have some sort of inner regret?
I'd have a hard time with it.
You understand the value of a dollar? You would have a hard time doing that.
Yeah, but I guess if you have just super deep pockets, you don't really care about it. It doesn't faze you.
Yeah.
It's like AWOD going to the vending machines every day. I mean, he doesn't have deep pockets, but he spends his money he just has an endless
AWOD
supply of it.
AWOD should do it because he's stupid and he has no regard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God, it's so fun to make fun of that.
It is.
Let's go
it's
to
so
Peter
easy.
And Burke. Peter, what's up, buddy?
It is an open line Thursday.
It is.
By the
that
way.
Is true.
Peter.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, music junkies. I'm one of those mutants who would have called in yesterday and given Will Smith a pie for that hot mess.
But, you gave it a pie?
That's weird.
You were one of two people
beat.
Then.
Yeah, all that weird yay yo stuff at the beginning. But no, I was definitely a member of Columbia House, and you guys forgot BMG back in the day.
Yeah, BMG.
Right.
I was a member.
How bitter were you when you got those stupid, automatic CDs that you didn't order?
Well, I never did because I would order them right away and then cancel. That was the move.
Cancel. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was Sean Parker, by the way. It was the Napster guy you were thinking of. But,
was it Sean Fanning? Who's Sean Fanning?
Don't know who that is.
Dakota's older brother.
I know who Elle Fanning is in Dakota.
Did I botch that? I probably did. Okay, go ahead.
Look at it.
Hey, I had a question for Jason on the championship series. What you thought of the 2-3-2 format? Because I thought the Yankees were cooked. You know, they were down, what was that game four? They were down 4-0 late and until Judge hit that crushed that monster bomb to center field. So it seems like they've got all the momentum now. I know you guys debate momentum all the time, but I know I was having flashbacks to 1991 when the Twins swept my Braves in the Hubert Horatio Humphrey Metrodome.
And, all right, Peter, you're just droning on. No one's listening. Yeah. It's Sean Parker and Sean Fanning. They both were part of it.
They both developed Napster.
There you go.
What do I think of the 2-3-2? It's fine with me. I mean, if you take the first two at home like Houston did, and then you can't win one in Yankee Stadium, and you got the pressure on you. You got to go back and win two. They've been outscored 19-5 in Yankee Stadium, so they're glad to get out of New York. But they got Verlander going to game six, and he was awesome in game two. He struck out 13. So, can you imagine the Yankees Dodgers in the World Series? Man, Major League Baseball.
Monster ratings.
And it's probably going to happen. Monster ratings. Absolutely.
Rob Manfred would need to buy all new pants.
How about last night? Cubs finally, you know, finally win a game.
Yeah.
They win 3-2. Dodgers played awful game. But the Cubs used their closer, Wade Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Again, he threw 48 pitches.
Wow.
He threw 42, I believe, in game 5 against the
Nats. So they're
going to
burn him up. They don't care.
He's pretty much, well, he can't pitch in their next game.
Will they be able to pitch next year?
Yeah, maybe not. He threw 48 pitches. That's all. That's the only guy Madden could go to.
What inning did they bring him in?
Last night?
Yeah.
Let's see.
It was against us, they brought him in the seventh. I think, one of those times,
yeah, with two
right?
outs in the seventh.
Yeah.
He pitched two. Yeah, so he came in the eighth.
But Madden has been criticized a lot, right? So everybody here that's like all anti-Dusty and Dusty's stupid and blah, blah, blah. Madden, who's everybody's, world's greatest manager, has been criticized heavily in this series, I believe. In the previous series.
Yes, for the way he's used the bullpen and some of the lineups.
Yeah.
But last night he said, F it.
People just want to bitch about everything.
We're desperate. We have to win. I'm bringing in the only guy I trust.
Everybody's smarter than everybody. Annoying.
When we come back, we'll get deeper into the MLB playoffs, talk about last night in the NBA, including the Wiz getting their first win of the season. And it's open line Thursday, 800-636-1067. You can chime in throughout the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.